listener production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with a news briefing. After 6 weeks of campaigning, party leaders are in the final leg of the race trying to win over undecided voters in marginal seats before we head to the polls tomorrow. Polling suggests it'll be a tight race with the distance between Labor and the Coalition tightening just this week, while there could be a record minor party vote. We asked some early voters what the big issues are for them that determined where they put a one in the box.
Wages need to go up.
Housing, you know, trying to upgrade.
I thought we've done a pretty good job through the crisis. Happy with that to sort of keep going the way it is. So you can put pays up, but you know, inflation's going to go up with it.
Meantime, the Victorian Independent, who is up against the Treasurer, is set to launch legal action against the Commonwealth. Lawyers for Dr. Monique Ryan will today lodge an application in the federal court after the AEC admitted some 100,000 people with COVID may not be able to vote tomorrow. She's seeking to challenge a legality which has seen some COVID-positive voters miss the postal vote deadline or return to rapid results too early to access telephone voting. The cost of Brisbane's flood cleanup has grown to $660 million, with more rain expected over southeast Queensland this weekend. The council's cost of repairs from February's disaster is set to amount to three times the bill from 2011. And check your tickets. Two mystery winners took out last night's $80 million Powerball and don't even know it yet. One is from New South Wales and the other Victoria. We could find out today what time the AFL Grand Final will be held. The final decider will return to the G after 2 years, with the timing highly debated between having the traditional afternoon slot or a twilight game. According to News Corp, it's tipped to be a 4:30pm start, with the option giving the league the chance to run halftime entertainment as the game goes to dusk, but still allows time to celebrate the winners after. Losing Adam Reynolds before kickoff proved to be no issue for the Broncos as they overpowered Newcastle for a 36-12 win last night. Selwyn Cobbo and Katoni Staggs may have played their way into Origin jerseys with starring performances. Coach Kevin Walters says everyone played a role.
These guys are the ones that are driving it, you know, showing up. Weren't so great tonight in our first half, but the second half the boys come together and finished off well. So we're a pretty happy group at the moment.
Tonight it's the Tigers and Bulldogs before the Eels and Manly. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, showers increasing for Brisbane, a max of 22. Same goes for the Gold Coast in 23. Also wet for Sydney, 20 the top. Partly cloudy for Melbourne, a max temp of 16. Hobart, grey skies and 14. While it's mostly sunny for Adelaide, 18 the max. Perth, patchy showers and 21. And get your election news and analysis via the Listener app. Head to the Discover tab and click on Your Vote 22. Listener.